Yo, welcome to Crypto 101, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we have a bad podcast for you with Sir Joel and Zer Travis of the Bad Crypto Podcast. And one of my favorite things to do is to talk to other podcasters, other content creators in the space to see what their lives are like doing what I do, making content and bringing people into this wonderful world of cryptocurrency. Before we get into that conversation though, please, wherever you're listening to this episode, make sure you're subscribed, leave us a 5-star rating and a great comment. It helps us stay visible so people can find these episodes. Also, I want to say thank you to 21 Cryptos Magazine for featuring me in their February and March issues in a 2-part article about starting Crypto 101, my journey, and much more. So check out the February and March issues of 21 Cryptos Magazine. Link is in the description. And remember, this isn't financial advice, legal advice, trading advice, or personal advice. And I want to say thank you very much to Audible for sponsoring this episode. And now, without further ado, a bad podcast. We'll see you after the show. Joel Kamm and Travis Wright of the Bad Crypto Podcast. Welcome to Crypto 101, gents.
Thanks for having us. Good to be here. This is kind of like throw mama from the train, crisscross.
Throw mama from the train?
Yeah, you know, the movie with Dan. Come on, dude. Danny DeVito, Billy Crystal, you know.
Oh, man, that's old.
He needs, well, so am I. He's like, you know, my mom needs to die. And what do you have, like a girlfriend or something, Travis? What was the one on his side?
Was that the one with the lady who talked like this? I mean,
get it? Right.
Yeah, she was Ma Fratelli on The Goonies.
Yeah. Yes. So it's crisscross. You're doing, you know, we're doing you a solid. You're doing us a solid. We're going to have you on Bad Crypto. You're putting us up on Crypto 101. We're cross-pollinating. It's this kind of a little incestuous thing we got going on.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. But I hope it's just not just crisscross. I really want to pick your brain about Bad Crypto Podcast, about what you guys are doing in the space, because you guys are killing it. There's so much stuff you have going on. And a lot of people just, you know, start a podcast and just stick with that podcast, go for numbers, hope for the best. But you guys are really taking, well, the proverbial bulls by the horn. But before we get into that, you guys want to just tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell my listeners about Mr. Joel Kamm and Mr. Travis Wright. Joel, go for it.
I am a longtime internet entrepreneur, built my first website back in 1995. And since then, I've written a bunch of books and I've created apps and software. I'm a keynote speaker, a podcaster, video creator, and eternal 12-year-old, as my bio says. I like to have fun doing what I'm doing. And right now, I'm having a lot of fun creating a content podcast with Mr. Travis Wright.
Mr. Travis Wright, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir?
Sure thing. So I'm a marketing technologist, right? So I'm a big fan of what I like to call stacking skills. You know, it's like how I've gotten to this point in my career. It's like I'm working on projects, I'm figuring out where things are, and I see where things are heading. And then I'm working on what I'm working on, and then I move towards that, right? So, you know, I'm also an author, keynote speaker. We now do some advising for different projects, and we do, you know, Bad Crypto. I've also worked with a lot of different clients, helped them, you know, with their growth. I'm also a former stand-up comic, so I've done that. Actually, I still do that occasionally, but I would say I'm more former than current. I'm more of a sit-down comic now, and wrote a book called...
That's my line.
But I
you
say
just,
that
you
too.
Just stole my line.
That's not true. Yeah. You have said that before, though. Mm. I'm basically
you're
in the city.
Like a sit-down... Sit down and shut up, comic.
Yeah, you're so friendly. Thanks, boss. Joel Kamm's my boss.
You forgot to tell him something else that you're going through right now.
No fighting, no fighting, gents.
The gender reassignment.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. You got to call me Zer now.
Oh, good luck. Zer, that's a good one. Zer Wright. Well, gents, it's very nice to come on the show, and that's it. We'll see you later.
Good.
Okay,
stay bad.
No, gents, you started out with the Bad Crypto Podcast of summer 2017. What did you expect when you started this? And when 2017 was ramping up to be $20,000 Bitcoin like it was, how did you react to that?
We didn't expect you know, the reception we got at all. We thought, hey, we're really fascinated with crypto. We're going to put on a show and talk about it. Maybe a few people will listen. And it took off so fast. We're like, whoa. You know, I've had this happen to me multiple times in my career where there's something that you try that just resonates with people and you never expect it. You never see it coming. We never would have guessed that it would have been as popular as it had become, as quickly as it had become. But, you know, we were all on this wild ride. I feel like it wasn't just how we were delivering content, but timing had something to do with it. And it turned out that crypto roller coaster had already caught the track that was going up. And we had the opportunity to ride that. And we were all like with our hands in the air going, "Whoa!"
You guys have always from the beginning got great guests on the show. What do you attribute that to? Is it from your marketing background or just, you know, your star power? Or do you just the due diligence of going in there, finding the right people and saying, please come on the show? Or was it just because the Bad Crypto Podcast popped off so quickly?
Well, I would say this. I would say that we just reach out to people, you know. So, I mean, between Joel and I, you know, we've been in social media for a long time and, you know, we've got a lot of connections and I've had a podcast. I was the co-host for the Technorati podcast. I also hosted the VentureBeat podcast. So I have no problem reaching out to anyone. You know, it's like what I've discovered is that if you ask most people will say, yeah. If you ask the right people to come on your show, they're like, cool. Yeah, I'll come on the show. I'll come on your podcast. And so I think that's one thing that's always been is that, you know what, if you ask somebody, you know, the worst thing they can do is say no, or maybe they'll say they'll do it later, or maybe they're not interested. So I think it's just a matter of us just grabbing a bull by the horns and saying, hey, want to be on our show? And then they said, yeah. So I do also want to say this. We are a much older podcast than you because you started on July 21st, 2017, and we started on July 18th, 2017. Mm. So want to let you know, we're your daddy.
Respect your elders, Junior.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sirs. Zers. Zer right. Yes.
I like how you just, what was so funny is Joel said, oh, he's going through gender reassignment. And you're like, oh, well, congratulations. Like, he like literally like was like accepting that as real. Nice.
Yes. That was yes and. We were improvising.
No judgment here from Crypto 101. We try to stay as neutral as possible.
Right.
Gents, you know, with this roller coaster of a ride that you guys had with a podcast, you saw the bull, you saw the bear. We're in a bear right now. We've talked all offline, you know, from the peak, our numbers were just, you know, skyrocketing. They've probably cut probably by 50 or 60%. How are you handling the fluctuation in the numbers, the maybe older and maturing audience of Bad Crypto Podcast? I mean, before you were the on-ramp as well to all things crypto, just like Crypto 101. And now you see that your audience is now turning into maybe 102s or 201s in old timers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we cry a lot. You know, we hug it out and that's because it's been a rough ride. Because crypto sucks right now. Hoddle me.
Yeah. What's really good is actually my therapist accepts crypto.
I think
that's good.
I think what's happened is, you know, during the hype of the bull run and the media frenzy, you had everybody and their grandma and their dog that was, you know, oh, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And then, you know, it fell off and people lost money and the media stopped talking about it. And the people that are listening to our show now are the people who understand, hey, this is world changing. This is long term. I'm in it. I want to keep learning. This is not a fad. And they are the base. And the rest of those people, they'll be back. They'll be back. You know, when the media starts talking about it in that next cycle, that is inevitably, invariably, indubitably going to happen. They'll be back and it'll bring a new audience of people too.
Mm-hmm. I would also say this is that, you know, it's that thing is that we're just going to put out content. We're not going to necessarily stress about each individual episode and like, oh my God, that one only got X amount of downloads. My day is ruined. You know, it's like, we're going to put out great content. We're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep interviewing epic people because we enjoy that. And like, really for Joel and us, we're just having fun, right? We enjoy technology. We enjoy emerging tech specifically and talking to the folks that are actually building the new world and building the new technologies that we'll be using on a daily basis. That to me is exciting. That's fun. That's, you know, that's one reason why I started doing podcasts way back in 2006. That was my first podcast was back then. I said, you know what? I want to dedicate a portion of my life to interviewing people who are smarter than me in areas that I'm not, you know, smart in, and learn from them and grow my network and just have amazing connections with the world's most intelligent people. And I've been doing that. And I tell you, it's so enriching because now you get this huge network of amazing people and you connect with them in real life. And it's just, there's just so much value, I think, to having a podcast is the knowledge you get, the knowledge that you're able to give the world, and the relationships you're able to build.
Gents, you were around for the Zers. Zers, you were are a little bit older than me.
I'm not going through gender reassignment, just him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys could kind of do everything together.
I've tried to persuade him that, you know, he probably needs to keep his dongle. You know, if he's going to eliminate it, he could eat it along with John McAfee. But, you know, he's not into it.
Maybe that's a way out from McAfee. He can just borrow his, Travis's.
Call me ma'am.
Ma'am. You guys are a little bit older than me, but you saw this already with the .com. You guys were both very heavily into it. Joe, like you said, you sold a company that was created during that time. Is this the same thing? Is the crypto space, the crypto blockchain movement right now mirroring what you saw during the .com?
Well, in some respects, I mean, obviously it's not the same thing, but it is an advance in technology, and it's the type of thing, you know, both Travis and I as futurists have this knack for playing with the cool toys before a lot of other people do. And in crypto, I think we're actually late to the game because I remember hearing about it in 2014 and just kind of not understanding it, so ignoring it, while Travis, he actually mined a little bit of Bitcoin early on. And I'll let him talk about that in a moment. But to answer the question more directly, I do feel that there are a lot of similarities to the initial .com craze that happened from 1997 to 1999, the crash when the bubble burst in 2000, and then the resurgence of the web in 2004, which of course has grown to be ubiquitous, and the biggest companies in the world are now web-based. And I think that crypto is following a similar trajectory.
I think, you know, you can't get tied too into the fiat price of crypto and just realize, you know, we're seeing a bigger adoption of this stuff every day. I mean, you know, you do the news, you go through the stuff, you talk about it. You know, you see more and more companies adopting blockchain projects. You see more and more enterprise level blockchain stuff happening. You know, it's not a fad. You know, you see these governments and stuff. I mean, like Australia signed a deal with IBM for $750 million blockchain project. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's happening. And so, you know, just people go, oh man, crypto's in the tank. Like, well, you know what? Just compare it to the price of Bitcoin. Keep an eye on it. Which projects are gonna be around long term that you think? Do your own research on these projects. You know, we never make recommendations on our show. We're like, look, do your own research. Here's some information for you to go. Here's the beginning crumbs of a rabbit hole journey for you. Go check it out. If it's something you like, then go for it. But if not, no big deal. So I think that's part of the thing too, is just that, you know, crypto is interesting. And now a lot of these projects hopefully are going to start hitting the finish line, but a lot of them are not. A lot of them are sort of failing because they've run out of money, or they raised 30 million in Ethereum and now the price of Ethereum is really low. And so now they only have like $5 million or whatever. And then plus, you know, that run up last year with they forked Bitcoin and created Bitcoin Cash. Now here, that was worth $3,000 and $4,000. So all these people who had all this Bitcoin now have all this extra money, and then all that money poured into altcoins, and then all that money pulled out of the market, and that crashed, and now we're sad.
Right. You know what I always respected about you guys is, regardless of the market, the price, and I really like that you touched on that. It's not about the price. It's not about your numbers. It's about, you know, just making good content. You guys are always, you know, innovating and thinking about new ways to engage communities when it comes to meetups and speakings and live events and road shows and what have you. Can you tell us a little bit about, one, that inspiration to do those things? Why did you decide to and feel that you need to keep pushing the boundaries? And also, what are you doing?
Well, we're both, you know, professional paid keynote speakers and entertainers apart by trade. And we've both been doing it for well over a decade as far as being on stage and sharing knowledge and teaching and having fun doing it. Where was the first show that we did, Travis? Was it a D10E conference where we first came up with Bad Crypto Live?
I think it was one before that. It was before we went to Davos. I don't think it was the D10E Silicon Valley. It was one before that. That was the second one.
Okay. Well, all I know is that, you know, there was an event we were invited to, and one of us had the thought, you know, what if we did our show live on the stage and made it more interactive? You know, because when you're doing a podcast, we're just here behind a microphone. It's us and the guests talking. But, you know, what would change with Bad Crypto if we were up on stage in front of an audience? How do we make it more engaging? And so we started doing this show, which we've probably done about 10 different times, and we'll change up the segments. You know, we'll do interviews on the stage, sometimes a panel, but we'll also incorporate games. Like we'll do the 30-second crypto pitch and pick a dozen people from the audience that are working on a crypto project and time them and have fun with it. Or we'll do Name That Crypto, you know, a game show featuring some of the speakers from the event. And it's just, it's become an entertaining part of these events that we go to, because, you know, you go to most crypto events and you've got speaker panel. Some of the speakers are excellent. Some of them are boring, like watching paint dry. Some of the panels are good. Some of them are crap. And we come on stage and we do entertainment. And so people are laughing and they're engaged. And it adds a fresh element to what could otherwise be a sometimes stale blockchain event.
Do you think people learn better that way? Do you think you are engaging the community in a way that allows them to take a different on-ramp to being inspired by blockchain and cryptocurrency, by your presentation, by your delivery?
Well, it's another way, right, Trav?
Yeah, I would say that. I think that the feedback that we've gotten from that a lot of times is they say that was one of the highlights of the whole conference for them, because they're laughing, they're having fun. It's normally near the end of the day or near the end of the conference, and then we're sort of wrapping it up. It's like they've been drilled all day long with different people, hitting them with all this different data and all this droning on. See, that's one thing we realized in the crypto space early on, was that, you know, there's a lot of really smart, really technical, really high level nerdy people. It was hard for people to find content to easily digest early on. I think that might have been one of the reasons why you started doing your show as well with Crypto 101, is that, and we both figured it out at about the same time. It's like, look, there's a hole in the market for people who don't know anything about crypto. How do you get started in crypto? If you listen to these podcasts, you're talking to people who are super high level, smart, you know, and they're going into the technical stuff. That's not working. So we are, you know, relatively entertaining, and we like to crack jokes, and we're not always serious. And so I think that makes it, you know, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. And I think that that's part of what makes us successful, is that, you know what, we're having fun. And so it's like, this is not like work at all. We put out over 300 episodes. I think now we're going to close like overall 306, 310 episodes to your 200 and some odd episodes. I mean, we're together, both of us, our podcasts, we're content creating machines between Crypto 101 and Bad Crypto. That's 500 podcasts out there. We wouldn't do that if we wasn't having fun, right?
And now a word from our sponsor, Audible. Could listening make you a better trader, better investor, give you more blockchain knowledge? Could listening motivate you to start that podcast or to go out and make that one blockchain business? Could listening inspire you to start something new? With Audible, you get access to unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including the bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, and more. Audible has the largest selection of books on the planet right now. And with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom. Personally, from Audible, I am listening to Homo Deus and the Bitcoin Standard. And I implore you, don't be like me. Don't forget that you have a promo code. Go and use the promo code for 30 days trial when you sign up for audible.com/crypto or text CRYPTO to 500500. That's audible.com/crypto or text CRYPTO to 500 and listen for a change. And remember, Audible members can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook and 2 Audible originals. You can listen any place, anytime, on any device. So remember, audible.com/crypto or text crypto, CRYPTO, to 500500. Use my promo code, Don't Be Like Matthew. Now, back to our show. I think that we might be in very privileged circumstances. This is my full-time gig. This is your full-time gig. I know you guys do a lot of different things as well. But there's a lot of people that are in the space right now that are have podcasts that really want to get into crypto, that look toward Bad Crypto Podcast as inspiration to see what you guys are doing on the road and with your entertainment and your podcast and advocacy for blockchain and cryptocurrency. What advice do you have somebody that maybe doesn't have the luxury to do this full-time but still has a podcast, still is maybe a little bit depressed because of the bear market, looking at their numbers, trying to get going?
Well, why are you in it? You know, I mean, if are you having fun doing it? Like Travis said, whether the market is bull or bear, we love the topic and we love talking about it. If you're depressed about the market and you don't want to talk about it, then you're not going to put on a very good show. Your show's going to be depressing and it's going to suck. And I would say do something else that you want to do. But if you're passionate about the subject matter, then don't be guided by your emotions. You know, bring value to the marketplace and the market will respond based on the quality of that value.
And I would also say, read Mr. Joel Comm's book, The Fun Formula, because he lays it all out. He's got a formula, an algorithm for, is it fun? And do you enjoy it? And if so, then maybe you can turn it into a business, because Joel's done this like 6 or 7 times.
Thank you, Mr. Travis, right? That was nice.
That was smooth, by the way.
Do I need to promote really Mr. Travis's right books now, his Digital Sense? Because it's a great book, too. It's not as much fun as mine, but it's great.
Actually, please do, because I haven't heard about that one. I'm sorry. I know about Joel's book, but not Travis's book. What is it?
Yeah, I wrote a book with Wiley, came out last year, called Digital Sense, which is all about, you know, customer experience. It's all about social business strategy and marketing technologies, along with emerging technologies on how to future-proof your marketing organization and be more effective as you dive down and evolve in the space, because things are changing. And if you're not paying attention to some of the things, then you can be left behind for sure.
Available on Amazon.com and Kindle, audiobook, hardcover, and paperback.
And also the links are in the description for the listeners. Joel, you said something. If you're depressed about the market, you have to be happy about what you're doing. But the market is depressing. The market these days, you know, we just saw two exchanges go down in 2019. The one in Canada, Cryptopia. We have a hack. We have lost private keys, supposedly, that people are saying that there no money's ever went into the cold wallets, and $190 million is gone. How do you not be depressed?
Well, look, if your quality of life is being determined by money, then I'm going to recommend that you reassess your life. You know, money comes and goes. Life is not about money. I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. I have less money now than I've had in the past. I've been married and divorced. So, you know, that that's going to happen. And money comes and goes. You know, bad business decisions sometimes lead to bad hires. I've been embezzled from. I've, you know, had people almost destroy my company from the inside a number of years ago. And I think you learn as you get older that, to me,
and that was just the past year. That was my bad. I mean, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Travis. I mean, the thing, what I figured out for me is my happiness and my joy cannot come from material goods. And life is not about getting the stupid Lambo on the moon or even in your garage or having a, you know, a fat stack of crypto. It's about the people in our lives and the experiences that we have, you know, and share with those people. That's why I try to carpe the frick out of the DMs. I like to travel. I like to go. I like to have new experiences. I like to hang out with people that I like to hang out with. I don't have time for the haters. I don't make time for experiences that I think might be unpleasant. I've learned to say no as one of my favorite words in the English language. And take your eyes off money. If your eyes are on money, guess what? You can't take any of it with you. I think it was one of the senior Rockefellers that was once asked, how much money are you going to leave when you die? And his response was, all of it.
I think you guys are a little bit more bulletproof than I am because 2019 for me, the exchange is getting hacked. I almost look at it as like, okay, I'm promoting this space. I am making a podcast full of content for people to get into Bitcoin and blockchain and learn about new technology and new ways of thinking about economies and societies and what have you. And then when hacks happen and people scam us or leave with money. I mean, of course, we're just not talking about money, but I think it's more about the principle. It's more about the action itself of, every time we look in this space, there's a new scam or a new hack or a new what have you. Do you ever feel like that we're doing something that is just almost pointless? That it's almost like, okay, not pointless. That's the wrong word. I want to take that back. That
you take that back, man. Take it back.
I am. One step forward and two steps back.
I would say this, Matthew. You probably should quit your podcast. Probably should.
Crypto 001.
Yeah. I'm not going to make it that easy for you guys.
Yeah, I would say this, you know, it's all about education. And here's the thing, digital assets and cryptocurrencies, these are the money of the future, right? If you think about it, 5,000 years ago, we used to have these cowrie shells and feathers that we would hand out in exchange for goods. And then, you know, precious metals came along and kings and kingdoms said, you must pay thine taxes in this metal with this stamp on it because it's my face. And you don't pay your taxes, we'll kill you. And then, you know, then they ended up, oh, well, let's put your gold in a bank. And then I'm going to write you a sheet of paper and here you are. And so, you know, if you don't think that digital assets are the money of the future, then you're wrong. And so we're going to have some hiccups along the way, right? We're going to have some breaches. I think you got to be as safe as you can. Make sure you put your crypto on a cold storage wallet outside of the internet, not on your computer, not on an exchange. If you do those things, you're going to be more safe, right? And people are building things right now, right? We're in this cold crypto winter. Well, now people are in there building and they're innovating and they're coming up with amazing things and it's going to make it easier for folks to onboard into the crypto space. So I would say this, yeah, there's going to be bumps and bruises along the road. You know, the pioneers are the ones that get the most arrows in the back, right? And so you need those folks you need us out there sort of paving the way so more people can onboard in. We're on the cutting edge on a lot of this stuff, and we're helping lead people into the space, and you just got to let them know you got to proceed with caution.
So basically you're saying just manage expectations. Make sure that your listeners or people that are coming in the space know what's going to hit
them. Going down for real.
As Edward Makata told me, prepare to get kicked in the balls.
Be okay with it being unpredictable. It reminds me of Vegas Vacation. You know, Chevy Chase's character, Clark Griswold, is in the casino, and every time he gambles, he loses. And Wallace Shawn is the dealer that he keeps encountering, his arch enemy. And he says to him at some point, how about you just give me $100? I kick you in the balls and we'll call it a day. You know, that's kind of like crypto.
Angel, have you watched a movie after the 80s?
Well, movies, movies suck now. Movies today suck. I'm sorry, but I very rarely go to the movies anymore. The latest Star Wars movies all sucked. I got about 30 minutes into Solo and couldn't watch it. And I grew up watching the Star Wars films. I was there in line in 1977 when that first movie came out. Went to see it again and again. They haven't made a good Star Wars movie in years.
I have never heard him this passionate. I think we need to do the Bad Movie
Podcast. Well, we actually do.
Branch out.
You know, the other thing, Matt, is we actually do more than just the Bad Crypto Podcast. You know, as authors, as speakers, Travis speaks at MarTech conferences, you know, on marketing technologies on a wider scope. We also both started together the Bad Boys of Tech, which is a technology podcast talking about software and apps and gadgets and enterprise. And so, you know, personally, I've never wanted to put all my eggs in one basket. I'm always working on multiple projects, and I expect that nothing is around for the long term. You know, now whether that means you've got a run of, you know, 2 years or 10 years, eventually everything ebbs and flows. You know, if you look at Apple, once upon a time, Apple was big, and then Apple sank, and then Apple came back to become the biggest. Once upon a time, IBM, Big Blue, was undefeatable. Right now, Facebook is the giant. But guess what? Disruption is coming to the social media space, and those on top will not always be on top. And so doing multiple things and having multiple interests, I think, is always a good idea.
Are we in the ebb or in the flow? Which one is it? Which one's the bear?
The ebb is the, right? It comes back. That's ebbing.
Okay, sweet. See, you learned things from Mr. Joel Conley.
But getting
so
in the flow. Yo, Travis, so get in the flow, yo.
But kept his movie knowledge in 1990.
Back off, young gun. Just back off.
Cass, there's a lot of people that want to do podcasts, want to come into it. From somebody who's done it and was successful doing it and is successful doing it, and not only this time, but many times over, what would you tell that new person that is coming into the space that maybe wants to make a podcast that is inspired by the Bad Crypto Podcast?
We're all full. Sorry. There's no more room in the.
So they can't make the better crypto podcast?
Anything could be better than our podcast. We're bad.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I think it goes down to, what are you passionate about? What do you enjoy talking about? What is it that you would like to know more about? And who are the people, you know, in the neighborhood that you want to know more, right? I mean, so if you're a business and you know, whatever your business is that you do, maybe there's a need for a podcast around that, because you know what, there can be some topic leaders that maybe haven't emerged yet. There's some ways for you to grow your business. There's some ways for you to grow your influence. There's some ways for you to grow your connections. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be a crypto podcast, but maybe it's relevant to what it is that you love. You know, maybe you love, you know, a certain type of dog, and other people love that dog too. And guess what? Like the Shiba Inu, you have a Shiba Inu podcast or video show or something. I mean, you love it. Other people probably love it. You define what your niche is. You create a content strategy around what it is you're trying to accomplish. And then, just like our good friend Brian Fanzo says, just press the damn button and start doing it. It's not hard.
Don't worry about the
science.
Results. So sometimes it's a slow burner. Sometimes in rare occasions, it's an instant success. You know, we had one of those rare. I've done other podcasts before. So most of them never had anywhere near the success of Bad Crypto. Nowhere near. And some of them have just outright failed completely. You know, when you go for it, you're going to have probably more that don't succeed than do. And that's fine, because you have to try. But don't try to be somebody else. I think one of the reasons Bad Crypto succeeded is because when we started the show, everybody that was doing podcasts was more educated in the blockchain space, more high-minded, a better thinker, because they understood more. And we came along and said, you know what, we really don't know what we're talking about, but we're going to go on this journey. And so come along with us. And we did it just by being ourselves and with a sense of humor. And that attracted a new audience. So, you know, when I see people trying to be like John Lee Dumas, right? John decided, hey, I want to interview entrepreneurs. I want to learn their stories. And then Entrepreneurs on Fire became this huge, massive success. He's like, I don't know, on his way to 3,000 episodes. And, you know, he developed this thing called Fire Nation. Well, what happens is people go, well, I'm going to be, you know, Shiba Nation, right? And I'm going to be Marketing Nation. And because they're trying to copy somebody else's success and make it a blueprint, do your own thing. And that's, I think, where you're going to have the greatest chance of success.
Right on, right on. So if people are going to see you guys do your own thing, I know you guys are going to be in F Denver, you're going to be in Austin. Tell us about some upcoming live gigs or some meetups that you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah, you just mentioned it. One is, are you going to be in ETH Denver as well?
I will be, yes.
Very cool. We'll get a chance to meet in person. So yeah, got an event there in Denver. We are South by Southwest. We have a meetup we're doing there. It's called the Bad Crypto Hard Fork. You can go to that at badco.in/hardfork. I believe that's the address, right? And we're having a meetup there. We did that last year. We had over 1,600 people sign up to come to our event. And we had an amazing time meeting the fans there, because last year at South by Southwest, it's like they totally missed the ball on crypto, because they planned their agenda like months ahead, and then crypto came around and, you know, it blew up, and then they were caught with their pants down. So we were able to come in and actually do some events and kind of guerrilla marketing it up, which was pretty good. And then we're also doing a thing at the Social Media Marketing World. We're actually teaching some of the top social media marketers in the world all about blockchain and the marketing implications of crypto and blockchain projects. And we got some other stuff. Other places we're going, I think we're going to Paris for a blockchain event there and some other places. And so we tend to travel all over the place, and we have fun doing it, and we meet a lot of amazing people.
Right on, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Denver, and we're doing a meetup as well on the 15th. I think you guys are doing your live show on the 16th. I will be in the audience. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds great. We will look forward to meeting you
here.
Very
nice. We may have to give you a shout out from the stage. Fancy would that be?
That'd be really fancy.
We might not blushing. Do that, though. We might not.
You might not. So I'll be looking forward to it, and then maybe be disappointed.
That's good.
It's okay.
That's good.
It's okay. Gents, I want to say thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101, telling us your story, you know, bringing that energy to Crypto 101. You guys are full of it. I want to say full of it.
The full energy. We are full of shit. You're full of shit, you guys. Thanks for coming on our show.
Before we go, what three songs would you like on the Crypto 101 Spotify playlist?
Oh, that's a good question. And had we read your show notes in advance, we would have known that was coming.
I will say this, Come Together.
Boom. Good song.
Probably because Mr. Joel Kahn, he loves Frank Sinatra. So I would say Fly Me to the Moon.
Nice.
I love Frank Sinatra.
And then Mr. Joel Kahn, pick one. You just saw Elton John, right?
I just saw Elton John. And the song that would go along with the current state of the crypto market is, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Perfect song. Perfect song. Gents, thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101. And
stay bad.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. Joel and Travis, thank you for coming on the show, and I will see you in Ethereum Denver this weekend. In our next episode of Crypto 101, we have on Mr. Brock Pierce. Brock has been in the news because he is reviving Mt. Gox, and he's going to tell us all about that. And Patreons, the Brock Pierce episode is on the Patreon page for you to listen now in its raw form, so you can hear straight from Brock Pierce all about Gox rising. And in other future episodes, we have on Richard Hart and Ari Trow. I'm very excited to share those conversations with you, plus much, much more from ETH Denver. Like always, apogeecrypto.com, that's apogeecrypto.com, the best place for your real-time prices. And I want to say thank you to Jay LaBella for editing this episode. We'll see you in future episodes of Crypto 101.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.